This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. When I was out in D.C. earlier this year, the Treasury Department was releasing tax credit information for clean fuel production. 45Z is the credit code for biofuel producers to increase domestic production. However, the guidance for the 2025 rule is slow and must be commented on and adopted very soon. We'll talk with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst next.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
While the 45Z deadline is still yet to come, Senator Joni Ernst and a bipartisan of ag state lawmakers sent a letter to the Treasury Department to help expedite the definitions so farmers and biofuels producers can be ready for next year's rules. Here's the conversation I had with the senator about the topic.
Yes, well, we're not making fast progress, at least from the Department of Treasury. So I have helped pen a letter with others. I think there were 51 or so of us senators, a very bipartisan letter, and we sent that to the Department of the Treasury to get more information about the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Act. They need to release the guidance and they need to have specifics so that our Iowa farmers or Iowa producers really know how to implement this credit. There's a lot of ambiguity out there, and some of the preliminary information that's been pushed out is concerning to our farmers because they really push out a lot of requirements that maybe our farmers won't be able to meet. So, which is a lot of different practices, and you have to meet one, two, or three of these types of practices, and you bundle it with these other types of practices. And it makes it very unrealistic for the average American farmer to be able to qualify for any of those credits. So we're just asking for guidance, and we're asking for them to not bundle some of these requirements together, make sure that we're benefiting America and not foreign farmers. So we want to make sure that this credit is going to American farmers, American fuel producers, not entities that are coming from overseas.
Now, I know one of the concerns has been, you know, with that, with making sure that it's available for U.S. farmers is right now the way things are sitting with carbon capture and carbon sequestration rules and stuff. Right now, they're having to import ethanol from Brazil to make it up to the standards that have been given so far. You know, I mean, what can be done to help get that squared away so American farmers are more at the table and we're not relying on having to bring it in from other sources?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a concern. And so we are asking that the credit only go to American farmers and that we are able to use the GREET model, which would make sure that we are competitive with the carbon standards that are already out there with the EPA. So we don't want Brazil to be the big winner through these programs. And unfortunately, if our regulatory agencies continue to make it more and more difficult for the farmer to qualify, then we will see more benefit going to our ethanol producers that we see coming out of Brazil.
That's Profit Matters.